You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
This morning around 8 o'clock, the company called Equities Property Fund Limited gave us their 6 months update for the 6 months ended 31 August 2024. And I have the privilege of speaking to the company's Chief Financial Officer, Leila Razak, to take a look at the numbers, try and make sense of the performance and see where we go from here. Good evening, Leila. Thanks so much for taking the time. Interesting 6 months for the business. How do you reflect on the period starting the new year?
Thank you so much. I think that the last 6 months has really been a period of consolidation for us. We have been in an environment of high interest rates for the last 18 months or so. And I think with that comes a lot of challenges to the property industry. And what we've really tried to do is pause, focus on consolidation of the balance sheet, really freeing up balance sheet capacity and just focusing on our core operations.
Some of those core operations and decisions include some disposals that the business has had to contend with, or decisions rather made by the business to dispose of certain assets. Take me through some of those disposals, both locally and within the UK portfolio, and just the rationale behind lightening the portfolio, making it leaner for the next 6 months, I guess.
Sure. So we actually commenced our disposal program in FY24. So that was last year, March, where we started really aggressively marketing some of our assets. And we identified assets which no longer meet our investment criteria. So those were older assets or assets which potentially didn't meet our investment grade. So potentially lower height roofs and yards, which maybe didn't meet our spec. So older assets, assets which we didn't think would be able to be retrofitted with sustainability elements, or assets which we deemed to be in nodes which may not experience the same rental growth that we expected from other nodes. And that was how we classified assets which we would look to dispose of. We've had a very successful disposal program. In FY24, so last year, we actually disposed of 4.6 billion rand worth of assets in total. And in the last 6 months, we disposed of a further 500 million rand worth of assets in South Africa in particular. Before the end of the year, we actually expect to dispose of further 2.5 billion rand worth of assets. That's split between SA and the UK. So really assets which no longer meet our investment criteria and which we think we can recycle out of and deploy those proceeds into high quality, brand new product, particularly in South Africa.
Leila, part of the business is maintaining that loan to value ratio at a stable rate. Currently, it's holding steady at that 41%. Is there a plan to kind of reduce that, to bring in or to bring it down a little bit? I mean, the business does have quite a bit of cash and unused facilities as well that they can leverage off of. What's the plan here?
Correct. So as we were discussing the disposal program, that 2.5 billion rand, which we expect to dispose of before period end, we expect that to reduce the LTV to about 38%. So if we take into account all contracted developments and we net that off against the proceeds which we expect to receive, we expect that LTV to settle at around 38% by the time we get to year end, which is Feb.
Some of the other REITs that operate in a similar space to you have got on a very clear kind of green drive, a decarbonization effort of sorts, installing rooftop solar and greenifying their property, so to speak. You've done the same as a business, and I see that that's increasing. Is that going at the rate at which you expect it to, or the rate at which you've planned it to for some of the properties?
Yes, absolutely. So I think it was born out of a necessity where we were operating in an environment where load shedding was prevalent. But now what it's become is really just part of our DNA. We want to reduce carbon footprints. All new developments that we bring online have solar capabilities. So at the moment, we're generating 23.5 megawatts across our portfolio, and we expect that to increase to 30 megawatts in the next 12 to 18 months. Also, 19% of the total energy consumed in our portfolio is renewable energy, and we expect that to increase annually. So we really want to maximize on the solar that we're producing. We have 1.5 million square meters of roof space, and we think that we can really maximize the amount of solar that we're putting on that roof space, either to sell that energy to the tenant that occupies the building or to sell it back to the municipality, as we're doing in the city of Cape Town.
Leila, let's look at the business's financial performance. I mean, revenues were up quite significantly over the 6 months when compared to the same time last year. Despite this, headline earnings per share was down significantly at this point. And I see that the portfolio vacancy is very, very low at about 0.6%. Does that then give you a bit of wiggle room around how to increase that comprehensive income line item? I mean, that was also quite down for this six-month period.
Yeah, so it does give us some room. I think part of what comes through in that total comprehensive income are things like fair value adjustments, Forex. Those things don't actually fall down into our distributable earnings. So instead of looking at the EPS number, as REITs, we focus a lot on that distributable income number or that distributable earnings number. And we've seen that increase from the prior comparative period. So it was 65.37 cents. It's now 66.5 cents. And so we're quite comfortable that if you look at the cash-backed items, we're showing a growth in those cash-backed items. And that, as you said, is backed up particularly by the growth in property revenue.
Leila, is the business on the lookout for any new acquisitions? We've seen, again, similar to other REITs in the space, strategic acquisitions where it might lend itself to enhancing the portfolio or enhancing those distributable earnings that you're looking to maintain.
For now, we are focusing really on, like I said, consolidation, stabilizing the balance sheet, and we're sitting on a significant amount of land in our portfolio, which we still want to look to develop. So before we actually look at acquisition opportunities, I think our focus is really on looking to develop the land that we have in our reserves. Following that, I think we'll look to exploit opportunities for acquisitions. But right now, our focus is on developing the existing land which we have and turning that into income-producing properties.
Leila, on that land issue, are there strategic sort of geographical locations for the land where you might be seeing other developments come up that lead you to think that now might be a good time to develop those areas? And if so, what kind of pipeline does that look like? Have you outlined specific projects for specific pieces of land, or are you just taking a more conservative approach to say we do the right opportunities at the right times?
Yeah. Yeah, that's a very good question. So our strategic focus right now in terms of South Africa, and we're very bullish on South Africa at the moment, but we believe that a lot of opportunity lies in Gauteng. And then within Gauteng, we believe that a lot of opportunity lies in the R21 Riverfields node. And so we just recently completed a development for ShopRite and a development for TFG, massive logistics campuses for both of them in that node. And we have land in reserve in that node, and we see a lot of opportunity actually arising there just because of its proximity to highways. And we're seeing a lot of demand for other counters and for retailers, for third-party logistics providers, a lot of demand coming from them to be in that node. So what we're looking to do is we are undertaking a speculative development in that Riverfields node. We think that there will be appetite, there will be a user for it once that development is complete. And then we are participating actively in RFPs where people are looking for space, and we will look to do pre-let developments on the land that we control in that node.
Leila, before I let you go, I just want to touch on the portfolio distribution. I mean, there's some portfolio assets within South Africa, and you said you're bullish in SA. You've also got some portfolio assets in the UK. How are you seeing the property landscape going into sort of the second half of your financial year, but just going into next year and possibly even the year after that? There's been a lot of economic and geopolitical adjustments throughout the world. Mm-hmm. And I just want to get your sense around how you're seeing the property landscape.
Yeah, we're incredibly positive. So at the beginning, I said that we're coming out of an incredibly tough period. But what we're finally starting to see is we're starting to see rate cuts. And I think that we can all agree that interest rate cuts are good for the property cycle or for the property industry. And so the curve, as we're looking at it right now, is pricing in 100 basis points cut in both South Africa and the UK by the end of 2025. Some economists believe it's going to be a lot more than that. But what we can all agree on is that rate cuts will translate into higher values for property. And I think that we'll benefit through that cycle. So we are feeling incredibly bullish about the property sector and the cycle that's to come. In addition to that, in South Africa, we're feeling very bullish because we've had a prolonged period of no load shedding. We have this new government of national unity. And there's a lot of talk around GDP growth coming back to the South African economy and reaching around 2% in the next year or two. So we think with that, there'll be an incredible demand. Retailers will look to expand their operations, will look to focus on their supply chains. And that's really where we see ourselves fitting into the picture. So we're incredibly bullish around macros. We're incredibly bullish around where we find ourselves and demand for the product. So all in all, we're really looking forward to the next 12 and 24 months.
Incredibly bullish around the macros. That's the macroeconomic conditions, not the retail stores. We'll leave it at that, Leila. Thanks so much for the time and for the insights. Leila Razak, who is the Chief Financial Officer at Equities Property Fund Limited, joining me to reflect on their first 6 months of the year and what this next 6 months could potentially look like.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.